This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. While the healthcare vote has been dominating headlines this week, we've also been keeping an eye on a big sanctions bill on Russia. Yesterday, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly in favor of new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. This will likely pass the Senate, but President Trump might go along or he might veto. Ian Bremmer is president and founder of the Eurasia Group, a consultancy that follows world politics for corporate clients. Morning, Ian.
Good morning to you, David.
So first on the Russia part of this sanctions package, why are these sanctions seemingly so controversial for companies that might be drawn into this net?
Well, you had some energy companies that specifically felt this was going to limit their ability to continue to do significant business. It's one of the places where the Americans do have real economic exposure, and that's why we ended up getting some changes in the final bill between the House and Senate.
Europeans are pretty grumpy about this. They felt they were not consulted. They're worried about their own companies getting drawn in.
They were not consulted, and the Germans in particular, Angela Merkel, absolutely no fan of Putin, but the industrial lobby in Germany has a hell of a lot more exposure to Russia than anyone in the United States.
And so there's potential for even more friction there if the White House goes along with this. If the White House goes along with this, care to handicap that possibility?
I suspect they will support it because this is well beyond veto-proof in terms of the size of the majorities in the House and Senate that are in favor of this bill. What's so interesting is that the Trump administration made very clear they didn't want to see this move ahead. And both the House and the Senate, controlled by Republicans, said very clearly, Mr. Trump, we do not trust you to actually support the American national interest in dealing with Russia. It's quite something to see that. And it is going to undermine the U.S.-Russia relationship in a big way, despite what Trump wants. Putin's response will, of course, be very interesting.
And what will you be looking for in that regard?
Well, we know that President Putin and the Kremlin were involved in hacks against not just the Democratic National Committee during the elections, but also the Republican National Committee. Now, none of that information was disclosed, but if suddenly a Republican-led administration is really irritating the Russians, you mean to tell me that, you know, their information is going to be sacrosanct? Absolutely not. And I think it'll be very interesting to see Trump's response when we start seeing that, you know, Republican dirty laundry involving perhaps the administration members themselves start getting leaked through WikiLeaks from the Russians.
This package of sanctions not just targeting Russia, there's also Iran, but also North Korea. More missile tests, right?
Yeah, more missile tests, more ICBM tests. The big news on North Korea in the last 24 hours is that the United States government is changing its estimates of when North Korea would be able to put a nuclear weapon on top of an ICBM. Not 4 years, they're now thinking within 1 year. In other words, an issue that if the Trump administration is going to deal with it, going to really stop them from having that capability, he's going to have to get on it. And, you know, that means either negotiations that so far the Trump administration has shown no inclination towards doing, or somehow they push the Chinese. And I don't think the Chinese are going to be pushed. Some people say that there's the possibility of direct preemptive U.S. military strikes in that situation. Even the National Security Advisor McMaster has made private comments to that end. But it's really hard for me to see a plausible U.S. military strategy here.
All right. Ian Bremmer, president and founder of the Eurasia Group. Ian, thank you.
Sure, David.